Good evening, you're listening to English Waves Radio. I'm Noelle Boisny, and this is the evening news. Not one municipality concerned will need to take out a loan in 2018. These are the words of Emmanuel Macron, who is presently in Tourcoing. He presented at noon his urban management policy and calls for a national mobilization for cities and neighborhoods. Among the announcements made was the testing of emploi franc in some neighborhoods starting January 1st. The head of state also criticized the contrats aidés, stating that those who defend these contracts would not want them for themselves. And a rebellion is growing in the République en Marche. Around 100 members have announced their upcoming resignation. They deplore in particular a lack of freedom of expression. The Lafarge cement company's head office in Paris has been searched by police. Lafarge is suspected of having paid money to terrorist groups in Iraq and Syria to continue exploiting certain resources. Throughout the past 3 years, judges have been investigating possible terrorism financing and endangerment of lives. And a small victory for patients taking levothyrox. The High Court of Toulouse has condemned the Merck laboratory to provide within 48 hours the old formula. The new formula had caused side effects for thousands of people. This decision concerns 25 plaintiffs and applies only to the Department of Haute-Garonne, but it should create a precedent. According to a study published today, the association 60 Millions de Consommateurs asserts that there is a blacklist of medicine. More than half of the drugs that one can buy without a prescription for colds or sore throats are supposedly not only ineffective, but possibly dangerous. Some are said to promote the risks of cardiac arrest or stroke. A chilling editorial will be published in tomorrow's edition of Charlie Hebdo. The director of publication, Rhys, accuses Edoui Plenel of sentencing the newspaper to death for a second time. The media part director had estimated that Charlie Hebdo was at war against Muslims after a controversy over Tariq Ramadan, the Islamologist prosecuted for sexual assault and rape. Now sports, with soccer and rugby tonight. The French soccer team will be facing Germany in a friendly match at 8:45, while the 15 de France receives New Zealand again for a second test match. The kickoff of this France-All Blacks encounter is scheduled for 6:55. You've been listening to the evening news. I'm Noelle Boisny for English Waves Radio.